This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV experience, among others, is that it's very satisfying. You can follow the program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and Facebook.com/DJV Show, where I just posted, Victoria, a video of a TSA experience that a young boy had with an agent. Doing everything you could possibly imagine. Thank heavens the mother recorded. This falls in step with a bunch of other videos that have come out in the last few months of these agents, one of them at LAX, telling a woman who was going through breast cancer treatment she had to take her wig off so they could see underneath it. The disgusting, moronic stupidity, and I mean, I want to be the happiest and friendliest guy, but being exposed to these people and the kinds of things that they do and get away with. I want to know where Trump is on this. What's going to be done to fix? He's fixing some stuff. And he doesn't even know he's fixing some stuff, as I said before, with the Clean Air Act. But in this circumstance, this agency needs to be fixed or flushed, one or the other. Fix it or flush it. All these examples.
I would dump it. I mean, I don't know.
The
Department, Department of Homeland Security was done after 9/11. And again, it goes back to the theme of today, I think, Doug, which is fear-based thinking.
Yep.
It goes back to that. And I think it's just, it's another example of how we've gotten really, really bloated because, well, some of these things have been disrupted. I mean, some people get pulled aside. I mean, you can't tell many people who've made it through the airport that have been stopped by Homeland Security. Typically, it's by the FBI or by people in the field.
Nobody has. They haven't stopped anything. None. Zero. They haven't stopped any hijackings or any problems to planes. They haven't done any. Now, you could say the theater scares people away and it does its job that way because people won't dare do anything because they might get caught. How many guns went through last month? I saw another report of 100 guns that were planted by TSA operatives to see if they got through. 94 of them got through.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So what the hell?
How do you miss a gun?
Because you don't do your job. You're not paying attention to talking about the work rules or the union or when your next day off or when can I take my break?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Can you hire my cousin Vinny? That kind of stuff. And they don't do their, there's some good ones. There's no question about that. There's always a good one or two or three or four or maybe even the majority of them are good. But the distractions, you watch this guy fondle this kid. That's what's posted in the video. That's a DJV show. Go to DJV show on Facebook and look at the video I just posted of this guy fondling this kid. And you tell me that's appropriate. It isn't. And there's no way. And it's shameful that our country represents that sort of thing. This old perverted fat slob messing around with his 10-year-old kid and his private parts. Where those is a special place for guys like that. And they get a job in the places like, and they get sued, and you and I, the taxpayer, pay for the suit, pay off the family of this kid who sued. Yeah, it's just, okay, enough of that. Fear-based thinking, yes, Jennifer said that's our thought today. The bad news is your favorite pair of skinny jeans is probably damaging your back.
Uh-oh.
There's a new study breaking down the top five fashion items that might be hurting your back.
Now even our pants are hurting us.
Yep. High heels, Jennifer, number one.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Chiropractors love those high heels. Tight jeans are among the clothing, though, that could be damaging for your back. If you have to pull them on, and I've seen jeans that look great when they're pulled on, but they're not necessarily good for your back, you know what I mean? Oversized bags, backless shoes,
Oh, my gosh. This is the checklist of my attire. So big bags, skinny jeans, high heels, and backless shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, this is great
news
for me.
No wonder.
I'm wearing skinny jeans right now.
You are?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm not wearing pajamas.
Wore sweatpants, huh? Pajamas.
She wanted to dress up today.
Posture is a big contributor to your back. And I've known this because I've had a bad back all my life. You got to say, I sit up straight where I am right now in my chair, sitting up very straight. But if you have tight denim on, it pulls back your butt and your back goes down with it.
Is that right? That's the thing,
You're questioning me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, is that right?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like skinny jeans restrict...
Wait a minute, Victoria. Hold on a minute. Just a second. All right. Jennifer.
Yeah?
You're questioning my veracity?
Sometimes. I mean, mostly that question was sort of like a rhetorical one. Like, is that right?
Really?
But, you know.
No, I don't. Tell me, when was the last time you questioned my veracity?
When you asked how to say the singer Lorde's name, and I told you it was Lordy, and you believed me.
That's on you, not a... It's only
oh,
on me because
sure.
I have to believe you. You're trying to bring me down the rose path.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, there's some good news attached to this, however. If you don't wear them and you're naked, you'd be much more attractive.
Yeah, if you dress like an old maid, you'll be fine.
Right.
Right.
You don't have
break
to
out the moo-moos.
Ditch these skinny jeans in order to avoid back pain. Chiropractors suggest switching it up in your wardrobe and alternating between loose pants and skinny pants. Wide-legged pants are totally in trend right now.
Well, what about, like, stretchy pants? Like, my black pants that I wear a lot for work have a lot of stretch to them. So,
yeah.
I think that's fine. I think if you're wearing, like, leggings or if you're wearing yoga pants or whatever, I think that's all fine. I think it's if you're wearing the skinny jeans that... Yeah, the skinny jeans that don't have a lot of stretch in them, I think that's the problem. For me, I find it restricts my hip flexors, so yeah, I think maybe that's where the posture thing might come in. So I guess that might be bad for the back, which is bad because I already have a bad back.
We're considering this as far as women are concerned, but as far as men, I can tell you that in the last 5 years since my wardrobe changed dramatically, and I got lots of tight jeans because apparently I look good. I can't see my back, but I'm told that I look good in tight jeans. I can't get them off my calves, though, anymore because my calves are too big and I can't pull them off. So at Christmas time, I got 3 new pair of jeans, Lee jeans. It's a new fabric that sort of stretches. And they look good, but you can get them on and off, and they're very comfortable.
Yeah, the stretch is where it's at.
And they're quite good looking, if I do say so myself. I think you saw me in a pair of them, Jennifer, not long ago.
I'll actually tell you.
They feel good.
You know, sometimes I cheat on you and I've got other jobs. Yeah. And my co-host on a show in Los Angeles that I
do.
The bald guy who you insulted yesterday with his looks. When I got into the car yesterday morning, because I pick him up on the way in because he lives right by the station. We roll right by. He jumps in. We roll to the station. And he goes, you know, I was looking at a picture of your dad with Doug. Because he's a really good-looking guy. So he said nice things about you.
He's
talking about you.
Oh, my dad,
of course.
A lot of people think bald is beautiful.
No, but he was complimenting you. You're not bald.
Tell him thanks. No, I understand that. But did I say something about him on the air, or did I say something about him off the air?
I don't remember.
But he's very smart.
Called him bald.
And he's very good at making and getting voices and stuff.
Making me crazy?
Yeah, I know he makes me crazy, too. I don't make you crazy, though. This is your home. Your home. That's just a home away from home. All right. Speaking of home, 15 past the hour, you'll be happy to know, all of you, that the Framingham Flash this week is not my appearance at the Board of Selectmen last night, but the filming. I saw some trucks as I was driving around yesterday. I thought to myself, I thought it was in Hollywood because there are all these movie trucks. And it turns out that they're filming the sequel to Daddy's Home with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell here.
You should go take it out for the show.
Yeah.
Bring your Facebook Live. Come on.
Yeah? Okay. You don't think I have anything better to do than that?
That was a cute movie. That was funny. We enjoyed that, Daddy's Home.
Yeah. Well, they're doing another one, and they're shooting it here. Nobody's told me they're coming by the farm, so they must be doing it on the other side of town.
You should invite them.
Well, Wahlberg likes to do that. He likes to shoot most of the films that he does, like the Boston, the Patriots movie, Patriots Day, which was quite a good movie. That was all filmed on location. And a lot of the things that are... As a matter of fact, a lot of the shots in that movie were actually the places that were involved. Like the neighborhood where they found the guy in the boat. That was the actual neighborhood. It really went down into the weeds that far. So, that's good. Anyway, so it's kind of fun stuff. It's Hollywood in Framingham, Jennifer. I don't have to come back to L.A. next week. It's right here. Wow. I want you to think about something. And we're going to do a couple of things. But while we're doing it, I would like you to think about if you could have one singer stop by your house and sing, who would it be and what would the song be? All right? When you do that, think about it. Think about the singer that if this person, male or female, stopped by, or maybe a group, stopped by your house and they said, we'll sing you one song, who would that person be and what would the song be? All right? Follow along the bouncing ball into, had fresh sheets put on my bed last night. Lady came to clean the house, put on nice, fresh set.
Me too, by the way. And after yesterday, it felt so good to crawl in them, didn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Feels great. I used to, if I'd get home, like last night, I'd get home until about 10 o'clock. And I'd once in a while sit down, I'd have, in my old life, I'd have a bowl of ice cream and watch TV for a few minutes. I don't do that.
All that sugar right before bed?
Yep. So I come upstairs and jump into bed now because the bed's more comfortable and watch a little bit of television before I fall off here. And that's what I did last night. I was watching Chicago Med as I climbed into the parachute sheets, parachute pillowcases, cozied right up. That's really the secret to a good night's sleep. The best bedding comes from parachute. Jennifer's got it on her bed. Victoria's got it. We can all have a... Sleeping. We can all sleep in the same bed and enjoy the same... How about that? Let's get together. Let's have some sort of a personal appearance somewhere. And then we'll come... You can come to the farm and I'll sleep with... I've got a big bed. We can all sleep in the same bed.
Why do I feel like this is a trick?
A trick? Me? Nah. Parachute, no tricks here, actually.
Last time someone said, it's just a nap.
Really? Something else happened, did it? Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Get free shipping on these fabulous sheets, the pillowcases, the sheets, duvet covers. Parachutehome.com/DJV. It is fabulous. That's the word for parachute.com. Parachutehome.com/DJV. Fabulous.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From time to time, I've told you stories about one-hit wonders. Foundations were not one of those groups, but it always kind of seemed that they came out of nowhere, and you can never really find out much about them other than the songs that they were well known for, starting back in the mid-60s. This was the number one song, Build Me Up Buttercup. Now, let's just go through the number of songs that were number one from the Billboard charts. Remember this one? That's Clem Curtis, by the way, singing, the lead singer for the Foundations. Let's do Baby Now That I Found You. This is another great song. Listen to this. Fabulous. So that voice is Clem Curtis, passed away yesterday at the age of 76. He came from Trinidad, moved to England, and responsible for... This is actually a studio group. The Foundations were not a group that toured or went out or anybody paid any attention to them other than the records that they were responsible for, because they were a studio backup group and orchestration group. They were not put together to make hit records, but they did, because this guy's voice was good, and because they had the guys were so clever. See, if you see that movie about the Funk Brothers in Motown or the Wrecking Crew in Los Angeles, you realize that they're the real hit makers. They were the ones that figured out... There was never any music. When you went into a studio, let's say Glenn Campbell went in to record a song, there were charts and stuff, but until they actually worked with the background musicians, the players, they never knew what it was going to be. And if there's a good record producer, Like, this guy was a good producer as well. That's how he really cut his teeth. He produced a lot of hits. Then they could hear what they needed to hear, and they create as they go along. They don't have sheets of music like Beethoven, and the violinist knows exactly what to play. They just play what they feel. It's a jam session, in essence. And so they go through the thing four or five times, and they settle on something. Or, better yet, the producer would have them record everything, and then they pick the best out of all of the takes that they did. So anyway, the point of the story I'm telling you is sort of a lot of background stuff here. Mr. Curtis has passed away. All right, so no more music. There'll be some kid that'll replace him, and they'll go on the road, and their hits won't sound like that. All right, let's get to Mary J. Blongungo here. Mary J. Blige. This is actually, I'm quite interested in this. The upcoming album is called Strength of a Woman. And what are you laughing at, Jennifer?
Blungungo.
Yeah. Blige-o. Mary J. Blige is the queen of hip-hop soul, so some think. She posted on Instagram a release date and a cover of the new album. We've got her sitting atop a golden throne. This is her 13th LP, available at the end of next month. Her album last fall, Thick of It, did very well, didn't it? Number one on the R&B charts, yeah.
It had been a while since we had new Mary J. music, and people were excited, so it went right to number one.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for exposing the strength of a woman, having that be a good theme. So I'll make it my business to pay attention to this as well. She's pretty popular. I think she's done very well for herself, hasn't she?
She's great, yeah. She's great, sure.
Yeah. People confuse her with Minaj. I don't, but some people do. How do you do that? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, why do pets lick us? There are many, many reasons. Because they love you. For the most part, it is a sign of affection. Remember this. From the day they were born, the first thing their mother did was lick them to keep them clean. Licking is connected to their earliest social bonds, so it's a significant part of their social behavior. Another reason why dogs lick you is to get to know you. Even though a dog's sense of smell may be their strongest sense, they learn a lot from what they taste as well. That's why they lick other dogs in greetings and why they lick people. In the wild, wolves lick other wolves. Mouse determine if they've eaten and if there's a good food source in the area. Taste tells them a lot more than just how to fill their belly, especially in domesticated dogs. When they taste, when they lick you, it tells them about your chemical composition, which can clue them a lot about your behavior. So the next time your dog licks you, it may be because he just wants to taste you, or it may be because he really does love you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/music. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Welcome to Wednesday. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. The question of the day, or the question of the week, we have some special offers for you. Answer a question. Every week it's a different question. I think the one this week has to do with whether you're tired of government, the way that it is working, turmoil, that sort of thing. So when you call 800-282-2333, again, the number 800-282-2333, you will listen to the question. You'll hear my voice ask you a question. Marvelous. And if you agree, you hit one for yes. If you disagree, hit two for no. And then after that, you have some special offers to listen to. So listen to the question. Tell us whether you agree yes or you don't agree no. One is for yes, two is for no. Get yourself ready and away we go. 800 800-282-2333. Okay? Have some fun with that. Our special question of the week at 800-282-233. They don't really have to explain it because the prompts tell you what to do. There's a sort of societal question. We were, the ladies and I, have been talking about interns because we have a lot of things that are being done behind the scenes, and the ladies are working hard on that, and so we decided we'd try to find some help, whether it be paid internships or not. Apparently, the Olsen twins have gotten in on this act in some way, shape, or form. They settled a lawsuit that was filed against them to pay $140,000 to 185 interns that worked for them, $530 apiece to each of the 180 or so interns who are part of their parent company, Dual Star Entertainment. Now, whether or not the ladies now, the Olsen twins are 30 years old, they were sued by one person. Their fashion label has become so successful, I believe these women are worth $1 billion now. Is that right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Fabulously wealthy. I never could quite figure it out. I liked them. They were cute in that movie where they were in the camp, and Jerry Orbach was there. No, that was the other movie. He wasn't their father.
They were in Full House.
They were on the TV show Full House.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But they were also in a bunch of movies.
Allie was
in a movie with them in this camp or whatever. I don't know. So, but they used their notoriety to create a line of clothing that has done very, very well. So now the interns over the years have more or less influenced perhaps what will be the future of internships. Unpaid internships has been very valuable in our industry, but apparently at least the people that are suing various states and various companies say it violates the Fair Labor Standards Act. I think if you know ahead of time, it's kind of like football players who are suing the NFL for the damages that have been suffered while they were playing the game. What do you think? They didn't know what they were getting into?
They don't work anymore, though. I mean, the companies that I work for now, we can't take interns because of this very thing, because people will start suing that they're not being paid, that it's slave labor, essentially.
But if you have an internship, Kara did too, I think, right, Kara?
Yeah, I did.
But you got college credit.
Yeah, and I got college credit. And this is the thing that I didn't know that Victoria was telling me about, is that there are unpaid internships in the fashion world that you can get after college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's free slave labor. If you want to go put that on your resume.
That's pejorative. That is, they're not getting anything out of it.
No,
it's
just saying.
It's not like they weren't learning something.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know how much a lot of these fashion interns are actually learning. They're fetching coffee all day. I mean, it's very much Devil Wears Prada without the paycheck. So, I mean, it's, you know, the fashion industry, I have been around the fashion industry for years and have seen and heard lots of things about interns. I mean, it's, you know, that's probably the first industry that needs to be cleaned up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think my only issue is when you do it in college and you have to take it with college credit, there's a little bit of regulation as to what they can and can't do. So I couldn't work more than 20 hours a week, and I knew that's what I was signing up for. So obviously I learned a lot. I'm not going to go and sue them because I knew what I was signing up for.
Right.
I think the problem with this is that you may sign up for it and they may tell you it's a certain amount of hours or something like that, or this is what you'll be doing. But because there's no college credit or anything like that involved, I don't think there's any kind of regulation on what they can and can't do.
No oversight whatsoever. It's and if you don't want to do it, they say, well, a million other people would love to do this job.
Yeah, and so let a million others come and let them go.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, I don't like to see people taken advantage of, but at the same time, internships, especially, and we know this, in this business, it's about who you know, where you are, opportunity, right place, right time, has very little to do with skill and talent. Exactly. So, I mean, if you have an opportunity to go apprentice with someone, I don't know. I just think a lot of people would jump at that.
But even apprentices get paid.
Yeah.
But you see,
all right.
I think there's upside and downside. I mean, this girl who sued the Olsen twins, she, you know, on her resume, if she wants a career in fashion, she has one of the largest fashion houses on her resume.
She's done this so helped her a lot.
She, you know, there are two sides to this. She did get that out of it. But I don't know. Apparently, she was only there for 5 months and was working 50-hour weeks and was hospitalized.
Okay, so you meter it. You use your head, and you have an understanding with people. This is where good management comes in. Management actually talks to the people who are working for them about what's going on. So you tell
Well, that's
them.
In normal industries.
Of course it is. It's for a normal... we don't communicate as well as we ought to. Even in this business, a communication business, we don't. But in this circumstance, to hear somebody saying it's unfair to expect people to work free and discrimination against low-income students, that's a bunch of baloney. There are plenty of people that have come from well-to-do families. I can tell you in the radio world anyway. I've not ever, I can't remember doing it on the farm. I think I've always paid everybody that worked on the farm. But I think in terms of what we have here, there is so much to be learned, so many skills to be gained, so much help, as Victoria just said, or Jennifer said, it's a business of connections. And so...
I mean, I started out as an intern here, right, Dougie?
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
you
I
didn't get paid.
I'm not saying that, like, as a shot, but yeah.
No,
right, but we do have to acknowledge, though, that when they make the argument about it being discriminated against low-income families and low-income students, I mean, if you get an internship in the fashion industry and you're working on 7th Ave., where are you going to stay? Where are you living? And you're not making any money. I mean, this is obviously, this is slanted towards people who...
Go get a part-time job.
But if you're working 50 hours... Doug, if you're working 50 hours a week already, where are you going to get a part-time job?
Just sadly, though, that's not their problem. That's not the Olsen twins' problem that you don't have a place to live. I mean, I know that sounds a little brutal, but
no, I'm just saying unpaid internships in general, that's the argument that they're making. And, yeah, not everyone can afford to move to New York City and support themselves while they're doing an unpaid internship.
So they go get an internship in Dubuque.
Built character.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'm off of this. I think that it's. I may sound a little arrogant, but I'm not going to apologize. I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just telling you the way we give everything away now. Everybody's got to get something, even if they contribute nothing. The average worker that I'm paying 8 hours a day to, I shouldn't say me because I'm not paying anybody for 8 hours a day. But if there was, I remember on the farm. This used to be one of my big bugaboos until somebody said to me, you know, you got to get real. I had a foreman who worked for me who had been a policeman for a long time, and he was used to coffee breaks, and he was used to clocking in and clocking out, and that's not what the farm is all about. The farm is you show up and you do the work, and when you're done, you go home. It isn't 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It's when the work's done, and when the weather's good, the work lasts until it's dark. So, you know, but he got them all into this frame of reference where they all, you know, expected to go home at 5 o'clock. And that's all well and good, except it doesn't serve the needs. You know, if you're going to pay somebody, they have to, in turn, fill your needs. That's why you're paying them, because they're fulfilling their job is to meet some of the needs that you have for employment. All right, so anyway. By the way, this... one of, I don't know which one it is, but one of them is a rider, has great horses, competes on the circuit, and apparently she's very small. I don't know how small
women
stay on these big horses, man. I'll tell you, it takes so much strength and it takes so much.
They're like 4'11", I think.
To ride these horses, and especially the ones that compete on the circuit. They're just. They've got to have
look at jockeys. They're very small people.
Yeah, but there's a certain training that goes with that. Most of the people that control or run or work with these horses have to be powerful. They have to be big necessarily, but they have to be powerful. She's so tiny, you don't see where there's any strength there at all. However.
I'm guessing it's not Mary-Kate. It must be Ashley.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
She's the healthier looking one. Mary-Kate's the one, I think, who's married now to Nicholas Sarkozy's brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they were
an old man.
They were both big smokers for a long time. I don't know if they still are or not, but every time you ever saw them before, they were just skin and bones and a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. So, okay. So there's our fashion preview for the day. Time now for the food and farm news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes, certified as heart healthy, certified as tasty. The certification comes from Victoria Keelan, comes from Jennifer Horn, comes from Kara Schillen, who have all had that healthy taste in their mouths, that sweet taste in their mouths, the tangy taste in their mouth after eating these vine-ripened tomatoes. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. They have it. You can have it. You can get them a couple of different ways. One, you go to your grocery store and say, please, where are the Tasty Lee Tomatoes? And the clerk will probably show you where they are. But they're there. They've been there longer because they have to ship them to the store and then they put them out. Why not order them and have them delivered right to your home? If it's convenient, why not, right? That's tasty with an I, Lee.com. That's where you go to order the Tasty Lee Tomatoes. They are available, as I said, in the grocery store, but not as fresh as perhaps what you get delivered to your house. So deliver Tasty Lee Tomatoes to your home simply by going online to tastylee.com. Tasty with an I, Lee.com for yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yummy, yummy. So in terms of food news today, there's a list out, an evaluation of the most popular diets. Here we go. U.S. News and World Report this week breaks down the various categories of diets, best overall diet, best diet for weight loss, best diet for diabetes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The best overall diet went to the DASH diet, which focuses on lowering blood pressure, emphasizes potassium, calcium, protein, and fiber. That all help lower blood pressure, not as well.
Sounds healthy.
Super beets, but it's healthy. Second place in the best overall diet went to the Mediterranean diet. And then the third place went to Mind, the Mind diet. I don't know anything about
it. I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard of it, yeah.
Apparently, the Mind diet, M-I-N-D, as in mind.
Oh, mind. Okay,
mind.
Yeah.
Did I not pronounce it correctly?
I thought
well
you were
enough?
Saying mine, like
mind.
Mind.
Uh-huh. Well, you run mind diet together, and it sounds like my diet. You're right. So what this diet does is work against Alzheimer's. The mind diet is, as you would suggest, M-I-N-D. It's for brain-healthy foods. It's a combo of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. It avoids red meat, butter, margarine, cheese, basically all dairy.
Those are my food groups.
Sweets, I know. Fried food,
there.
Fast food, stay away from that. The best diet for weight loss is Weight Watchers. Jenny Craig comes in second. Weight Watchers is the Oprah thing, right?
Weight loss. Yeah, Weight Watchers is Weight Watchers, and right. Oprah just bought into it a year or two ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Best diabetes diet is DASH. Mediterranean second there. Easiest diet to follow went to the fertility diet, which ties with the Mediterranean diet and the Mind diet. Fertility diet aims to boost ovulation and improve fertility. I guess that's a duh, fertility, isn't it?
Right.
What else would you be using?
It's a pretty self-explanatory name
Thank
for
you.
It. Do you think men freak out when they walk in and see a woman with the fertility diet book on her clothes?
There you go. You avoid bad fats, refined sugar, carbohydrates, that kind of stuff. So that's the report on the diets at 10 before the hour.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
Oh. All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
There's Posey the Paw on the piano. Posey the Paw on the piano. That's good alliteration, don't you think, Warren? Excellent. Posey the Paw on the piano. There we go. All right, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show and the Hugs and Kisses line. Warren is a real pal to me, to this program, and to your pet. Information that comes from Warren is ironclad. He's had this experience for decades and decades, being on the radio and television, training dogs, running homes for dogs. He, before he goes into the home himself, he will have, I'm sure, taken care of tens of thousands of dogs. And as a matter of fact, I was noticing what was going on at the American Kennel Club with you in mind, Warren. They've released their annual list of the most popular purebred dogs. The larger dogs are the top dogs this year. Let's see, the Labrador Retriever took number one for the 26th year in a row. The AKC credits the intelligence, the family-friendly characteristics of the Labrador. I've never had a lab. My sister has one now. I don't know. I'm not excited about them. I guess they're nice dogs. Have you ever had a lab?
have I ever had a lab? There isn't one I haven't had.
That's right.
Interesting point about the Labrador Retriever. 26 years, did you say, in a row, they were the number one dog in the country, popular-wise. But, you know, Labrador, as far as my understanding, I used to commentate for Westminster with Roger Karish years ago. Yep. I don't believe a Labrador Retriever ever won Best in Show at Westminster, which, by the way, is the second oldest sporting event in the country. Only older is the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what else is on this list. Beside the lab, in the top 10, boxers, retrievers, German shepherds were in there. Let's see. Protective Rottweilers took the number 8 spot. That's their highest ranking in 20 years. Owning a larger dog has become somewhat of a trend these days. Do you prefer a larger dog, Victoria? You have two dogs. What, you're big and a little one, don't you?
No, I have two little guys. One's a Chihuahua and one is a Chihuahua. It's a
Chihuahua and Chihuahua. That's like one whole dog there.
Right, I know. They're both one's 9 pounds and one's 11 pounds.
Oh,
I mean, I'm living in an apartment in New York City. I just think it's cruel to have a big dog.
I used to think that way years ago. I had the opportunity years ago when I was working in New York and had the largest training school there, and I kind of had the same opinion as you did. However, my mind changed because I found that a lot of people that live in the city that do in fact have larger dogs are people that are joggers, people that are taking long walks, and their dog's getting no less exercise than someone living on 5 acres in Texas with their dog lying under an apple tree 24 hours a day. So I think it's okay. Plus the fact, think of this. Just think of the mental stimulation that a dog in the city gets. I remember years ago, I'm going to name drop here, I was training David Letterman's two dogs. The two dogs had just moved from Malibu to New York City, and they were just freaking out by the sounds. However, once we adjusted to them, they loved being in the city because there were just so many different things going on versus the same old thing, the same backyard day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because we live right next to Central Park, so we have the reservoir and the bridle path, and we've got, I mean, miles and miles that we can walk. But, yeah, I mean, other parts of the city, dog runs are kind of the only thing that's available, so I like to keep, little guys.
In San Francisco, pet stores are going to only be allowed to sell rescue dogs and cats pretty soon. What do you think of that? The Board of Supervisors voting to change the health code under the new rules. Local pet stores prohibited from selling non-rescue dogs as well as puppies and kittens under the age of 8 weeks old.
Can you see me doing backflips? Because I'm excited they finally did this. You know, there's a lot of places that are doing this. Los Angeles, other places as well.
Yep.
What the pet stores are doing is rather than getting these ridiculous puppies from these puppy mills, it's not the puppies' fault. And believe me, I investigated them. I used to investigate them when they had auctions and sold the dogs by the pounds in Pennsylvania. That's how old I am. However, the bottom line is that it's a great idea. It'll help more dogs, more cats find homes. And again, it brings money to the pet stores because people will adopt the pet or, you know, whatever they adopt, and they buy their food, whatever else they need. So I think it's a great idea.
So it's L.A., San Diego, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, Austin, Texas, San Francisco now, with the shelter pets being the number one thing in the pet stores. That's good. Good, good, good. Listen, Jennifer's father has a dog that appears to have cancer, and she's having a hard time finding a place to get the dog treated and evaluated, actually. Why is that so hard to do?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I always recommend to people, and a lot of people are unaware of this, Doug, and it's a great service we're doing by letting them know that, you know, I love veterinarians, but no one's omnipotent. And the bottom line is, in the veterinary field now, there are specialists. Every veterinary specialist, just like humans. So, for example, the dog has cancer. She went to her regular vet, and went to a second vet. At this point, seeing a veterinary oncologist would be the way to go, or a neurologist, or a dermatologist. So the bottom line is, if you're going to your vet and you're not seeing the results you should be, don't blame your vet, but ask to get a second opinion from someone who specializes, and I'm going to help Jennifer out find an oncologist for her dog.
All right, well, our next time, host the Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.